As Barbados looks to see the rollout of investment in the renewable energy sector, Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, tells us that there's a lot of technical work going on behind the scenes. He explains why.
Morning. A lot of the work that's currently undergoing behind the scenes now is a lot of technical work, because although we would have seen the feed-in tariff announcement made in late September last year, which would have created quite a bit of activity in the sector, where there would have been increased capacity made available. This capacity under the feed-in tariff program still does not represent the level of large-scale investment that would be needed for government to reach anywhere near its target of 100%. So what is actually happening behind the scenes is that there's a lot of technical work being done on a program called an Integrated Resource and Resiliency Planning Exercise. And what that program is really doing is trying to iron out and identify the technical details that would be necessary to inform policymakers as to what type of large-scale investment that we would need to introduce into the grid over the next 3 to 4 years. Now, this is important because this is where you're going to see a lot of significant projects being announced in the region of maybe 100, 200 million Barbados dollars. And the problem that we're going to have and that we need to figure out, and why this exercise is so critical, is because as we increase the renewable energy share, we are actually changing the economic structure of the electricity market, where the current structure is largely based on the importation of fossil fuels, which has a variable cost. You would be substituting that variable cost now with fixed energy costs that would be based on persons making large-scale investments, but in turn would have to be receiving assured rate of returns and receiving fixed prices. So the balancing act that the Fair Trading Commission, who is really the entity empowered to deal with prices, it has to ensure that as these investments come on stream, that they're so adequately priced that they meet the balance between consumer interest in terms of stable and affordable electricity prices and still returns on investment. What a lot of people don't recognize in the current electricity market is that Light and Power really makes their money, a good proportion of it, from making investments in the grid. Hence why they would have the rate hearings, the last one they would have had in 2009, that would have assured them a certain return on making investments in the grid. However, Light and Power does not make money on purchasing fuel. That's a direct pass-through. So what we would see is a fundamental shift in terms of the macroeconomics of how electricity is paid for and secured over the next decade or so as we shift to renewables. And this is really an unknown dynamic. That's why I've introduced this here. But it's going to be a nimble balancing act to really balance the question of consumer interest in terms of seeking to have lower prices, affordable electricity, and the investors who are obviously looking for fairly lucrative returns on their investment. The Fair Trading Commission will have to balance that. So there's a lot of this technical work happening behind the scenes right now. And we've already would have heard in the press and on the floor of Parliament that the Green Energy Park is one of the large scale investments that is actually being examined and looked at by government as really going to be the first step in a series of major investments into the renewable energy space.
That's Vice President of the Barbados Renewable Energy Association, Aidan Rogers, on Sagicor's Early Business.